Breakfast on your number one news and talk station.
22 minutes past five. Now, this Women's Day on Thursday, the 9th of August, 30 Cape Town Goggles from Khayelitsha and Langa will lend their support to an attempt to break the Guinness World Record for the largest marimba ensemble. To tell you more about this is Francois Viljoen from southafrica.co.za, southafrica.co.za, a free-to-view online platform that showcases South Africa's collective heritage. Francois, good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning.
Good morning, Abs. Thanks for having me.
Now, Francois, you know, you talk about the elderly. Let me say the elderly, because I know if I called my grandmother, if she was still alive, an old person, she would karate me. So I will say, when we talk about the elderly and getting involved, I start smiling right there and then. But before we do talk about anything else, talk to me about the event. What's happening, where, who can attend, all of those details.
Yeah, absolutely. The event's taking place on Thursday, on Mother's Day. It kicks off at about 10 o'clock in the morning. And it's free for the public to attend and actually see how these 300 young women attempt to break the world record.
And
it's taking place at the Tiger Valley Shopping Center.
All right. Who should be participating? I mean, is there an age limit here? Is there whatever? Or what happens?
So the event is being organized by Marimba Jam and the Mbewu Marimba community, and it is part of their outreach initiative. So they work with local schools in the Cape Town area where they teach youngsters to play marimba. And so the event, or the record-breaking event, will be from learners that participate in their program.
Yeah. And now these learners, so you'll have students as, you know, it's an outreach program and all of that. And then enter the Goggles from Khayelitsha. Tell us more.
So, yeah, Abs, I mean, we really wanted to just use the opportunity also to celebrate the Goggles in our lives. I think all of us have really fond memories of our Goggles, whether they're alive or have passed on. And it's just a great opportunity to, you know, show our appreciation. So at southafrica.co.za, we're working with GAPA, and we will be taking the Goggles around in the morning, spoiling them a little bit, and thought it would be a great opportunity for them to also just share some of their stories and lessons with the youngsters. And then why not participate in actually attempting to break the world record?
Oh, that sounds fantastic. You keep mentioning southafrica.co.za. I would imagine if you want the details for the event, you'll find them there. But what is southafrica.co.za?
So southafrica.co.za is a new online platform that really is created to showcase our collective heritage. Everything about South Africa that makes it special, our people, places, heritage, history. And the fantastic thing about it is that all of the content on the site is translated into all 11 official languages. So for the first time, someone sitting in Venda would be able to learn about their country in Tshivenda, in their home language. So it's a great educational tool that we can use for our youngsters so that they can learn more about what makes this country special. And then with that, also showcase it to the rest of the world.
26 minutes past five. Good morning to you. You're hearing the voice of Francois Viljoen, marketing manager at southafrica.co.za, telling you just about that platform, which sounds fantastic. You can literally go into their website, onto their platform, I meant to say, and you can read about South Africa in your own specific language. Okay, that's also even more interesting. Francois, let's talk about, once again, the grandmothers. I mean, apparently you refer to them as the Never Give Ups, which is Amachantli Ziyo, or some sort of name. Tell us more.
So it was an initiative run by the non-profit organization Grandmothers Against AIDS and Poverty. And two authors that we're working with, Joanne Smetherham and photographer Eric Miller, documented their stories a number of years ago, and it really is fantastic stories. These are grandmothers in our communities who have faced incredible hardship, but have nevertheless managed to overcome it, and that's why the name, the Never Give Up. I think once again, we all know of these kinds of people in our community, and so it's just a great opportunity for us also to celebrate them and celebrate their lives and being part of our country and our collective heritage.
I can already hear my grandmother, Francois, when you tell her that she can't walk a certain distance and she'll just do it just to prove you wrong. And I suppose I fully understand what you guys are looking to achieve here. Before we thank you from us and the Cape Talk community, I mean, your parting words to the Cape Talk community?
Yeah, I mean, I think just use this Women's Day to celebrate those special women in our lives, whether it's your grandmother or your mother or your sister. I think it's a great opportunity for us to just acknowledge what they do for us in our diet.